Hi, welcome back to our last podcast. I'm Leah.
I'm Pierce.
I'm Tatiana.
Today, again, we're reading How to Lie with Statistics by Daryl Hall. And we'll be focused on chapters 8, 9, and 10. Who wants to start us off today?
I will. So in chapter 8, post hoc rise again, they were talking a lot about like cause and effect. And in the story they gave, it was talking about how if you were a smoker, then that would affect your testing grades, and like all the evidence like made true, like it made sense, and it was a fair test or whatever. But they always talked about how the smoking affected the grades. But then they talked about how it could be the exact same thing going like the other way around. It's like, and then I had bad grades, so now I smoke. And it would just be like, and the evidence to support it would be the same. They were saying how it would make more sense for you to say that bad smoking affects bad grades. It would just like, it's better for like propagandists and people of that sort.
I just wanted to pull up this. Like, I don't know personally like any real world situations where like this is a problem, because again, people will believe what they are told. Smoking is a big one that people do like to promote, though. Like, smoking affects everything now. We do know as a scientific fact it affects your health, cancer and things like that. But I've yet to hear like smoking affecting your brain. So that's interesting to hear, just off of this book. And I guess it can be vice versa. I think if you find the right group of people, you can still say, like, cause and effect, and then you can switch it around any kind of way you want to, especially if you're random people or people that you picked, like, back in chapter one, the sample size. And again, if you have a larger sample size, then you're going to have more people to go off of to support your hypothesis.
Yeah, and in this sample size, like, they did a question and answer, and he asked a question, and he only answered it. Well, he first started talking about women, and then he went into men, but he didn't answer the same about women and men. Like, the for men, he talked about percentages, and for women, he just gave a random number.
I think that's interesting, because I feel like as more variables come into a situation, like, the more accurate it seems, the more information that they have to support it, gets smaller. So I think that is extremely interesting, especially when they break it down into male and female.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, in the chapter, they talked about chance and what that means. And they were talking about how in a survey that if you get one statistic and one survey and you try it again, that it won't be the same, even though that all your figures say it will. Okay, so now we're going to talk about chapter 9, how to statisticalate. First of all, this chapter was very, very confusing, but it was about graphs and misrepresentation through the graphs. They were saying in the story how if you had like a bigger, like if your family was bigger, then like the salary would be bigger, which isn't true, and how they were showing it is by like graphs, and what they would do is shade in the graph. It was like comparing the averages and means of like the different populations. But also, in the book, the book by William Cope Brenton, and he was saying how using the shading technique was like really horrible, but the Newsweek like used it a lot. Even though it was like bad and it was known to be bad, but they would still use it because like the public liked it.
Yeah, that can go back into chapter 5, like Dewitt's graph. If you don't know what scale the graph is on, things like that, and then what other chapter was that when they were talking about the picture graphs? Chapter 6, one-dimensional picture. It's kind of hard to tell, and I think the shading technique is something that's kind of like very, it's extremely hard to read, especially like if there's no numbers and then you look like, what is this representing? Like, I get it, it's shaded, but what does that represent? Like, when you said the chapter was confusing, I tried to look at a lot of the graphs to like understand more. And the one, the Dark Knight Shadow, I was like, what is this talking about?
And
I
the graph with the girl's face, how, yeah. And they talked about bread and milk and the prices. And she looked, like, in one picture, she looks really happy. And the other one, she looks angry. And I don't understand the difference.
Yeah. This chapter was extremely confusing to all of us.
Also, in the chapter, they talked about decimals, the use of decimals and percentages. And they were doing the sleep study. So they were saying how if, like, the average, like, study came out to be that the average person got 8 hours of sleep, that wouldn't seem to be accurate. But if, like, the person were to say that, or if the study said that the person got, like, 7.498, then, like, then people will say, like, oh, that's really accurate, like, they're spot on, like, that they know what they're doing. And it was, like, the same thing with percentages. And they also talked about how you should, how companies misuse percentages. A quote from the book said, buy your Christmas presents now and save 100%. And, like, even though, like, that sounds really appealing to, like, the buyers, but in, like, all reality, it's, like, it actually made no sense. They were saying how if I'm saving 100%, that means I don't have to pay. But that was, like, the whole misleading thing about it.
Yeah, when we started doing chi-squared and we started filling in the tables expected versus observed, when we started doing the calculations, when we came up with decimals, I was like extremely confused because I didn't think a person could be a decimal.
Yeah.
And like in other math classes, if you're in like a situation, they always tell you to round to the nearest whole, like round up or round down, because a person can't be a half, but a person kind of has to be a half in math. So whole numbers are not that accurate, but again, like, a lot of people do like to see whole numbers.
Yeah.
And companies and places will do that because people think it's more accurate. Percentages is, like, a whole different story because, like, especially, like, signs, like, when you go to, like, the mall, you're, like, up to 50% off, and you're, like, that's confusing.
Yeah.
So most of the things in here are only 20% off. Like, nothing is 50% off. You might have one item that's 50% off. So you say, like, oh, it's up to 50% off.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, the commercials that say, like, save this much percent. And I'm, like, is that on the price, or is that how much money, like, I make? Like, the number, like, I was going to spend on Christmas gifts. How are you saying I'm saving this amount of money when you don't know how much money I plan to spend? So, yeah.
Okay, the final chapter of a book was Chapter 10, How to Talk Back to Statistics. And in this book, they kind of, like, changed their perspective of who they were talking to. Like before they were telling us about the deception, but now they're telling us, like, how to avoid it and what to look out for. So they were saying, like, how to, when you're, like, taking a survey, try to, like, look out for the biases and the conscious and the unconscious biases. So could you know that all the tester wants to do is, like, find a good story? So we're just saying look out for that, and they're saying look out for averages and what that means, and yeah.
I feel like certain situations you should search for that, especially like the job search. You should see, like, oh, when I know, like, the average isn't really the average, but like the reason, like, people started making advertisements for companies is because they wanted it to be short and simple and to the point. And when you're driving down like a highway and you see like a billboard with a graph, you're not gonna like pull over to the side of the road like, let me read this. Ah, yes, the scale isn't right.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's hard in, like, everyday life to, like, try to point out these lies. I feel like in bigger situations, like buying houses or, like, neighborhood statistics, whatever, like, you should look further into that, especially with jobs, like, with big companies. Like.
Okay, and thank you for listening.